partial sunshine. Here from WICC 600.
Tony and Mike in the morning on WICC 600. Presented by Steve Basso Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Everything's better with Basso.
Hey, good morning. Tony and Mike here with you at 9:08. Thanks for having a second cup of coffee here with us this morning. With us this morning, I'm proud to say, we have Eileen Rockefeller, author of a book entitled Being a Rockefeller, Becoming Myself. She is the youngest daughter of David and Peggy Rockefeller and a great granddaughter of John D. Rockefeller, one of the men that built this country into what it is today. She is the co-chair of her family's generational association and founding chair of Rockefeller's Philanthropy Advisors. She has two sons. She lives on an organic farm in Vermont with her husband, and it certainly is a pleasure to have her here today. Eileen Rockefeller, how are you this morning?
Very well, Tony. So nice to be with you. Thank you.
Oh, it's so nice to have you here. Now, you've written a book, Being a Rockefeller, Becoming Myself. The Rockefellers, they're known to be on the private side, and you are the first Rockefeller woman to write a personal family memoir. Why did you choose this time to write this book?
Well, the truth of it is that it actually started out, as many first-time authors do, as another book. When my sons both, when the last one had left for college, I decided to sit down and write stories of favorite times spent with them as they were growing up as a way of bringing them back on the page. And I wrote stories for about 2 years, and then I realized that they would be too close to those stories for me to publish them. So I dove deeper and went back further into the family of my origin and kept on writing stories of recalling memories from my whole life. And so I kind of eased into it. I really didn't begin by wanting to write a personal memoir of my whole life, but that's what it ended up as. And by the time I took the collection of stories ranging from building a cabin on an island in Maine to collecting beetles with my father, he has the largest private collection of beetles, a little known fact about David Rockefeller.
Does he really?
150,000 beetles that he's collected over his lifetime.
Wow.
So there were a whole range of stories, and my agent actually suggested the title Being a Rockefeller, Becoming Myself, and I realized that that's actually what it was, is that early on I did shy away from being a Rockefeller like many of, or at least claiming the name, like many of my cousins also did, but that I guess just the process of maturing and becoming more comfortable in my own skin, becoming myself, has made it easier to also be a Rockefeller more publicly.
Well, now, from the way you speak and from the way the book is written, it sounds like you believe family is the foundation for a healthy society. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. In fact, one of the main themes of this book is the importance of healing family, because it is true, I believe, that a healthy family creates the foundation for a healthy society. We don't necessarily think about this as we're raising children and trying to get them off to school or to eat their suppers, but in fact, what we do as parents really does make a difference for the kind of society that we're all creating collectively.
We're speaking with Eileen Rockefeller. Yes, she's from that Rockefeller family, and the author of a new book, Being a Rockefeller, Becoming Myself. You also write in the book, wealth sometimes requires that one keeps others out. Has the Rockefeller wealth impacted your friendships and your trust with people?
Well, no, that sentence was written about specifically about an experience my mother had at a time when the hierarchical structure of the society was much more in place. And some friends of hers from the countryside in Bedford where she grew up, came to visit when she was living with her parents-in-law shortly after they were married, and it was behind these gates, and there was a person at the gate, and since they hadn't been announced, they were turned away they probably didn't have a phone back then. So that was a very isolating experience, and she shared that with us. But to tell you the truth, I have scads of friends and a very well tuned antennae for when people are interested in me because of me versus me because of being a Rockefeller. And, you know, I don't blame them. Everybody's curious, but I know who are my true friends.
Okay. All right. That's very important. You speak of your mother in the book. You write about the fear of your mother's moods. What did you learn from that relationship?
I learned how to read people. And actually, I think that experience was what influenced my interest in social and emotional learning. And I went on in my middle years to co-found an organization called the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, or CASEL, with Daniel Goleman, who wrote the book Emotional Intelligence. And as a result of that organization, there are programs teaching children life skills of self-respect, self-regulation, listening to others, and conflict resolution. Programs like this are in schools in every state in this country, and I believe it's these kinds of skills, which used to be taught more around the dinner table when families ate together more, but have not been able to be together as much, which is a real downfall of what we contribute to society. There actually is probably nothing more important that parents can do than have dinner with their children. And that if there was one thing, the National Merit Society tested this years ago. They took about 100 factors as to what created a National Merit Scholar. And of the 100 different variables, the only one that the scholars had in common was that they ate dinner together.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, do you have children?
Yes, yes, I do.
Yeah. How old are yours?
Well, they're 26 and 23.
Well, it's close to my children's age, yeah.
Yeah, and that's one thing that my wife always insisted upon. No matter what they were doing, we have to eat dinner at home. In fact, at 23 and 26, we still eat dinner at home. I was kind of hoping that they'd have their own place to eat dinner at. But that's a whole other story, Eileen.
But I bet they're healthy and doing well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's so great.
We're running out of time, but one last question. You come from a powerful legacy, of course. How do you differentiate yourself from your Rockefeller legacy?
Well, I think there's a difference between a family's name and the human being, or the finances and the humanity. And I feel very connected to the human legacy of my family, the legacy of philanthropy and service, of striving to do whatever I can do to make the world a better place. And I'm very proud to have the legacy I have. It sometimes is daunting. I don't have the money that my forebears had, but I can be strategic. And my husband and I have chosen to focus our philanthropy on stopping CO2 to stem global climate change, because it's a place where we can be strategic. So I just am very grateful to have the opportunity to do things that can in their own small way make a difference.
Well, Eileen Rockefeller, I am so happy to have the opportunity to speak with you. The name of the book is Being a Rockefeller, Becoming Myself. If people want to pick up a copy, Eileen, I would assume they can go to Amazon.com.
They can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or they can go to my website, EileenRockefeller.com, and they'll also see I have a blog, a weekly blog there, and a backlog of other media, like I was on the CBS Sunday Morning program in September.
Mm-hmm.
So all kinds of ways to check in, and I enjoy the stories. Many people will read several of them before going to sleep. They're good bedtime stories, and I hope my readers will enjoy them.
All right. Eileen Rockefeller, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh.
Good luck with the book, and good luck with everything that you do.
Thank you, Tony. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Same here. That's Eileen Rockefeller, author of Being a Rockefeller, Becoming Myself, here on WICC 600. Traffic and weather together. Let's find out what's going on with Kelly Quinn, Gary Knepler Driving School, WICC 600. Right now, traffic. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Tony. Trying to break up the volume here.